The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 31st. Today's word is lycanthropy, spelled L-Y-C-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y. Lycanthropy is a noun that means a delusion that one has become a wolf. It can also mean the assumption of the form and characteristics of a wolf held to be possible by witchcraft or magic. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Michael Derda. Born in 1859, Alfred Edward Houseman came from a talented family. His sister Clemence's novella, The Werewolf, is one of the most powerful stories ever written about lycanthropy. If you happen to be afflicted with lycanthropy, the full moon is apt to cause you an inordinate amount of distress. Lycanthropy can refer to either the delusional idea that one is a wolf or to the werewolf transformations that have been the stuff of superstitions for centuries. In some cultures, similar myths involve human transformation into other equally feared animals, hyenas and leopards in Africa, for example, and tigers in Asia. The word lycanthropy itself, however, comes from the Greek word lykos, meaning wolf, and anthropos, meaning human being. Werewolf myths are usually associated with the phases of the moon. The animal nature of the werewolf, or lycanthrope, is typically thought to take over when the moon is full. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.